The scripture reading this morning comes from the Sermon on the Mount, which is the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters of the Gospel of Matthew. We know the Sermon on the Mount mostly because it includes the Beatitudes. Blessed are you, and so forth, if you this, that, and the other. But Jesus evidently had a whole lot more to say than just the Beatitudes. And when you read through the Sermon on the Mount, it is probably good to remember that even people who would not characterize themselves as Christian take the Sermon on the Mount oftentimes as a way to live life. Mahatma Gandhi especially was one of those who thought that way. He could never become a Christian because he saw the way the Christians acted, not necessarily living out the Sermon on the Mount and the other words of Jesus. But he saw in the Sermon on the Mount at least a kernel of truth about God and about Jesus. And so it was important to him, these words. Most often on Thanksgiving, I talk about Thanksgiving, about giving thanks. But the reading for today was really more about letting go of worry. And so I wanted to concentrate on that just a little bit this morning. Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. And there are wise people who have said that worry cannot change the past because the past is what it is. And it really cannot impact the future because the things that we tend to worry about the future, may never happen. Let me give you one example from my own life. I worried and worried and worried about coming out to my dad years ago. Oh, did I worry about that? I mean, I had my bags packed the morning that I chose to do the deed, just in case, you know, I was going to be kicked out. I worried about it for weeks in advance, weeks. Because my father was pretty conservative and wasn't sure how he was going to take it. Well, he took it as well as anybody could. He said, you are my daughter and I will always love you. That's pretty good. Amen. I was pretty happy about that. So I decided not to leave immediately. Waited to leave a little bit later in the day. I had myself scheduled to leave so I could get to MCC for worship by 3 in the afternoon, as that's when we worshiped in Washington, but that didn't have to happen. But I had worried about it forever. And my worry about it wasn't going to change what his reaction was going to be, but I just did, and we do that with lots of things, don't we? We worry about all sorts of stuff that could maybe potentially lie in the future. And the reality of it is that it makes no difference. Just like the past is the past, the future is going to be what it's going to be. And worrying about it each day probably isn't going to change what happens in the future. Before the 12 steps and programs became popular, and they like to use the term living one day at a time, you know, one day at a time, one day at a time, Jesus said, live one day at a time. It's a reminder to us that 12-step programs are spiritual programs. And living one day at a time is just really what Jesus is saying in this passage. Isaiah, even, in the Hebrew Scriptures, in the 26th chapter of Isaiah, the 3rd verse, said, you keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on God, because you can trust God. You can trust God. One commentator on this passage said this, Jesus presents evidence that worry is irreverent. Irreverent. For it fails to recognize the God who gave us life and is sustaining it. Worry is irrelevant. It does not change things, nor does it help us in coping with problems. And worry is irresponsible. It burns up psychic energy without using it to apply constructive action to the problem. So there you go. Basically, what Jesus is saying here is God gave you life. And you can trust God that God will sustain you through it. Even a little bit earlier today, so many people were giving thanks for the, quote, way that I have dealt with the cancer. And I think, and I've tried to sort of figure out why people keep saying things to me about how I'm dealing with it. It's kind of like, okay. I don't see any reason to get worried or upset because, as I've even said to someone yesterday, it is what it is. It is what it is. And I feel so blessed to know so many people who've gone through it before me that I have relied on for help, for instruction in, well, you can expect this and expect that and expect this, that, or the other thing, you know, okay, you know. When I got the diagnosis, the first thing I asked the doctor was, could you please repeat that so I can write it down? And immediately, as soon as I got off the phone with the doctor, I Googled to begin to get as much information as I could. But I don't worry about what tomorrow brings. You know, you take one day at a time. And some days are good. And some days, you know, not quite as good. I get tired sometimes. It could be, you see me, I'm sitting now. My stamina isn't what it once was. But the reality of it is, I have this day. I have this day. I don't know that I'll have tomorrow. I don't know that I'll have this time next year, but I have today. And I can give thanks to God for the blessings of this day, for being part of a family that has been so supportive, praying me through it all, not just here, but around the world. So I don't need to worry about what tomorrow might bring. Each day will come as it comes. And I hope to be as productive and as joyful in each day that God gives me as I can be. And I think because I had that attitude before the diagnosis, you know, that each day is a gift, the diagnosis really didn't change anything. Each day is still a gift. And eventually my hair will grow back. You know, and until then, who cares? You know, as I say, I still have more hair than some of you. You know? A man by the name of George Mueller said this: the beginning of anxiety is the end of faith. The beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety. So really, it's about living with faith in God, that God's got this, whatever that this is for you in any given day. God's got this. God cares for you and loves me so much that God's got my back. God's got my back. And so I don't worry about what tomorrow or next year or the next 10 years, because I'm pretty sure there I'm going to have another 10 years, will bring. I attempt to live just one day at a time, because the past is the past, and the future is what it is. So we give God thanks and praise for this day. Not worrying about anything else, we can let it go and just say, thank you, God, that I'm surrounded by friends and by family this day, and know that that will be true tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. And when that's true for us, and when we know that God's got our back, it doesn't matter what comes into our lives. It's all going to be all right. Will you pray with me? God, we bless you and we thank you for this day, for the opportunities that it gives for us to celebrate with friends and with family, to share with others from the abundance of our own lives, because each of us does have abundance in our lives. Thank you for taking care of today and tomorrow and the next day. Help us to live in the kind of faith that takes the anxiety out of life and allows us to live each day with joy. In Jesus' name, amen.